T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. It is that time when Lawrence Holmes takes things over and he has the con. What's up, Lawrence? How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Man Speaks. It's good to see you, sir.
You too, Lawrence.
Score middle children, assemble,
That's
I guess.
That's right, yeah. Right here and ready for you. I think, by the way, that Joe Madden's Post, that fine restaurant.
It is good.
I like it over there. Yeah. When they opened their second installment on 35th, just west of Halstead, I think the pierogies will make a lot more sense in Bridgeport.
Here's what I'm thinking.
What about Philly?
Well, yeah, it'd probably go over there.
Here's what I'm thinking.
At a steak.
Can I convince the White Sox to let me still do the Joe Madden show here on the Score if Joe is managing the White Sox next year?
Oh, man. Ricky might snap if they did that.
Well, he's already breaking. He just came back from having surgery.
How fun would that be?
Oh, for who?
For me.
For the whole town.
It would be great.
Oh, man, it'd be great. And then Joe would say, just imagine Joe starting to spill secrets, you know?
I mean,
like, you know, it's about time I talked about something.
Around these parts. I've already leaned in. I love Joe. I love him being on the show. But if he were the White Sox manager, oh, baby. And then Chris Bryant comes over because I've started the rumor that he has a dog named Comiskey. Just
that's Kaminsky,
because you know it was all with the Bryce Harper stuff. Well, he's got a dog named Wrigley.
Yeah.
Everyone has a dog named Wrigley.
Everyone,
every yellow lab is named Wrigley or Addison
or Jameson or Hennessy.
That's usually on the south side. No, maybe we'll see. But yes, I would love that. That would be ideal for this show and what we do on it.
Had you guys ever seen a kneecap shatter in real time?
Oh,
like
Wilbur
we
Wood.
Did? Christian Yelich, man.
Wilbur Wood. White Sox fans of a certain age can remember when Wilbur Wood took that line drive.
That's horrific. And he's just, over the last 18 months, what Christian Yelich has turned into.
Incredible.
Considering what, you know, and there were people in Miami that thought he was going to be good. I don't know if they thought he was going to be MVP good. And the fact that he was able to follow up an MVP season with another MVP season.
Better one in some ways.
If you really look, he kind of become Bonds.
Everyone had him as a regression certainty.
Yeah.
He laughed at it.
And you can't get that guy out. He gets on base. He does everything you want to do. It's messed up. I feel tremendously bad for a kid who seems to be a really good one that his season has to end like this. And now the question is, because it seemed like he was kind of carrying them for a long time this season, like just to stick around in this race. Is there enough there for Milwaukee to continue to push the Cubs with 18 games left to play?
There's three other teams. The Cubs have played themselves into a four-way dogfight for the second wild card.
The Cubs are self-pushing right now. You can name whatever other teams you want. The Cubs are battling the Cubs for this thing.
There's no doubt. But if I'm Milwaukee, I'm trying to look at it through the lens of Milwaukee. Are they good enough to win it away from the Cubs?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It's interesting. Mully said this morning in the last transition we did that it's one of those situations where sometimes you see the teammates kind of rise up for a little bit and then settle back down. We used to call it like the new manager bump that sometimes happens over the first week to 2 weeks of something when you make a change like that.
There's only 3 weeks left, though.
Yeah, no, that's all you need. But there's the Diamondbacks are doing.
Impressive.
Dude, when they traded Greinke. This made, by the way, there's a list somewhere. It's the top 15 Diamondbacks of all time. 9 of them have been traded. They traded nine of their best 15 players of all time.
It's like an Expos thing at that point,
it's,
right?
It's just what they do. But this particular front office, with what they've done, that's a smart bunch, and they've
Ketel Marte is a star.
Who's the is it Randy Johnson? Is he the outlier? Did he retire a Diamondback?
He was a Diamondback and an Expo.
Yeah, no, I think I'll find the list. I think they ended up dealing him, didn't he? Go to the Yankees?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just trying to figure out who's the outlier in the 10
the Diamondback
guys
that didn't get.
Yeah, who's Mr. Diamondback?
Luis Gonzalez Day, or
maybe he retired.
Best Diamondbacks all time.
Goldschmidt's gone
to the internet.
Yeah, that is
internet.com will have it. I'm sure they always have stuff over there.
Yeah, I almost did Ketel Marte as one of my statistical Who Am I guys. I used Jordan Alvarez yesterday with his just insane numbers, and a couple people said, hey, Bernstein, check out Marte if you haven't, because people really don't pay attention to how great he's been.
Oh, by the way, I want to get this out of the way before things start happening. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. That's because we are planning to carry Mitchell Trubisky live, and he is going to speak sometime around noon, so I might have to kick you guys out of the studio as we get started, but I wanted to get that out of the way so that we can hear from the Bears quarterback as he gets ready to face Vic Fangio in the Vic Fangio revenge game.
It's a tough 10 days for Mitch Trubisky to have to sit in his own stew, to wallow in his own sous vide of suck, as we ended up calling it a little bit earlier, because he's hard on himself to begin with.
Yep.
And when you're that bad and you're first like that and you just got to sit around and sit in it, that's dangerous.
Think about this. From what I was told, Mitch, his suit was in the locker room. Like, he came out in just his shirt afterwards. He was wearing pants. But ordinarily, he changes into a suit. But he was so frustrated with the way that he played and the way that the game went. He was like, I'm just going to go out there like this, and then I'll figure the rest of this stuff out later on.
Yeah, and his post game was a problem. If you listen to Olin Krutz, did a wonderful job breaking down the problems that he had with the stuff that Mitchell Trubisky was saying, how overwhelmed he sounded, how really at a loss for an explanation. I thought the ball was coming out of my hand well. I thought I threw it okay. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. And Olin said, I didn't like it.
Yeah, and I'm going to actually talk with Olin today at 12:40 and get his thoughts on a lot of stuff. But usually the sensibilities of guys, it's supposed to be on the QB. That guy is there to wear it in a lot of different arenas. So he has to go up there and say, even though I feel like his coach failed him, I feel like his offensive line failed him, and then there are the failings within himself that were a big reason why the Bears ended up losing that game.
All right, so last July, the Diamondbacks named their 20th anniversary team, 15 players on it. It includes the following traded people: Greinke, Goldschmidt, Tony Womack, Miguel Montero, Steve Finley, Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, Jose Valverde, Brad Ziegler have all been traded.
Wow.
And also A.J. Pollock, who left via agency. Patrick Corbin left via free agency. Brandon Webb got hurt and then became a free agent as well. Just if you're a great Diamondback, just book your ticket out of town at some point.
And yet they're still in this thing.
Amazing.
Which is good.
I don't know what the lesson is there. What's the conclusion?
I don't know.
Be fearless.
Don't be too tied to your vaunted young
core.
It's the Danny Ainge Celtics lesson of get rid of your old superstars before they, make you useless for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Know your guys better than everyone else knows your guys. Uh-huh.
Well, that's like you're supposed to know your guys better. And I do wonder with this group of that are running the Cubs, if they have any regrets about deals that may have been on the table over the last couple of years. They're like, we think this guy's ceiling is a little higher than everyone else's. And in some cases, they've been proven right. And in a lot of cases, they've been proven wrong. So, gentlemen, I'll let you get on with your day.
Have fun with Mitch.
Well, I wish he was on the show. That would be awesome. I'd love to talk to him about a lot of things. But we'll at least be able to hear the press corps ask him some questions about bouncing back, and maybe he bounces back Sunday afternoon against Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos. Gentlemen, thank you very much. That is the Bernstein and McKnight Show today, helmed by my guy, Matt Spiegel. So that's nice to see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.